Hello, my name is Jim Pancero. Welcome to the program series, You Can Always Sell More Even in a Tougher Economy, and our first module titled, Are You Ready to Sell Your Way Out of This? To help you maximize your learning opportunities and to be respectful of the realities of the demands on your time, each of these audio messages will be between 6 and 10 minutes in length and come with an outline of the ideas covered in a downloadable Word file to help you review and implement these ideas. This audio coaching message has been developed just for you, the experienced sales professional who already knows how to sell and has had good success in their territory until recently. Are you like a lot of my other clients right now, and that lately your industry's economy has really tanked? And now your sales are down 10, 20, or even as much as 50% of the levels you were selling just a few years ago. Now I'm assuming you're an experienced sales pro who already knows how to sell, but you're also currently dealing with a tougher selling environment in your industry. And by the way, for those of you listening who might be new to selling, I think you might find the ideas covered in this audio can have significant impact introducing you to a more advanced philosophical approach to selling and managing your territory. Let's get started. So your sales levels really suck, huh? Bet you're working harder than you have had to in the past for the same business. Sales are down. Competitive activity is way up, and none of your customers want to do anything, especially if it involves spending any more money right now. I bet you're also experiencing a lot of pricing pressure now, even from your best accounts. Does any of this accurately describe any of your current challenges in this tougher market? The reality of a career in sales is sometimes, really several times in your sales career, you, like all other sales pros, will find yourself trying to survive during either an industry or an economic slowdown. This happens to everyone. But with very few exceptions, these slowdowns are completely out of your control. But you can control what you do about it. Your sales territory is equivalent to riding your bike. Everything's fine when you're riding on the level ground of a stable economy. But when the economy toughens up and your path starts going uphill, the only way to maintain your speed is to either shift to a lower gear or to just start pedaling harder. The steeper the grade, the harder you have to pump just to keep going the same speed you were on the flatter land. There's an old story about two hikers who are deep in the woods, and as they come into a clearing, they see a bear, just as the bear sees them. Now the bear starts charging towards the hikers. As the bear is approaching, one of the hikers shouts, "We better get out of here." But the other hiker immediately drops to his knees, takes a pair of running shoes out of his backpack, and starts putting them on. The other hiker looks at the approaching bear and tells the other, "What are you doing wasting time? You can't outrun a bear." And the hiker putting on the shoes says, "The bear is not the one I have to outrun." So now the economy is not that great, and you're faced with an uphill journey. Are you ready to start selling your way out of this by working harder and shifting your gears by trying some new ideas? Are you ready to outrun your competition for the business that's still out there? One of the first things you need to evaluate to sell your way out of this is your current energy level in this tougher economy. A down economy tends to have a rather profound emotional impact on even the most seasoned sales pros. A slowing of success in a territory also tends to naturally lead to a slowing of energy and work. Work and selling just isn't as much fun as it used to be, so it's a challenge just to maintain the same work efforts and energy day after day. And it's even more frustrating right now because your customers and prospects keep demanding stronger support levels at the same time they're trying to push you down on price. The end result in most salespeople is that a slowdown in the economy triggers a subtle yet measurable reduction in your personal energy levels, so that a slowdown in sales combined with a slowdown in your energy and work efforts actually can double the negative impact of a slower economy. Let's see if you've experienced any of these tougher sales environment symptoms. The first symptom is because sales turn down, you also find yourself spending much less time selling. You just aren't as energized and excited as you used to be. You spend more time completing your administrative work, distractions and procrastinations both increase, and in general, you're just not working as hard as you were during the more profitable times. A second symptom, because of the slower economy, is you also find yourself working on smaller sized accounts or contracts. The third symptom is you start believing that all customers today are generally less interested in hearing from you because nobody wants to talk till the market improves. Most salespeople also experience the fourth tougher sales environment symptom. Though you would never admit it to anyone else, you start having thoughts that this slowdown might actually just be caused by your errors or omissions. The fifth and final symptom of a tougher sales environment deals with your attitude. During a tougher economic selling environment, you also see a large number of salespeople that start talking more negative, even with their customers. Have you been experiencing any of these five symptoms? If you have, well then congratulations, you're normal. Just about every salesperson sometime in their career will experience these symptoms when faced with a tougher selling environment or some other type of challenge. But even if these feelings are normal, you can still reject them and decide to actually sell your way out of this tougher economy. So how are you going to sell your way out of this? This is a time that even the most successful sales professionals now have to reaffirm and adjust their selling approach, structures, and philosophies to maintain and grow their sales levels. How much are you and your company willing to change to increase your sales? In the remaining five audio messages, I want to offer you and your fellow sales professionals proven ideas to help you sell your way out of this tougher economy. On our second audio module, we'll discuss how you need to re-inventory and refocus your sales tools to increase your success in this tougher market. On our third audio module, we'll talk about ways to first go back and make sure your best accounts are stable and protected from your competitors. There's no sense going after new business while you're losing your existing customers. On our fourth module, we'll then offer ideas on how to aggressively prospect to find any additional business that's still out there. Our fifth module will discuss how you can also start getting ready for the market recovery by being the first, strongest, and best prepared for the eventual upturn in your market. And our sixth and final module in this series will end the program by offering some final suggestions to help you implement these ideas and increase your sales results. So how are we doing so far? Any questions? You can either call me directly at 800-526-0074 or you can email me at jim@pancero.com. That's P-A-N-C-E-R-O. I will answer your questions. We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and committed enough to work through this series to improve and strengthen the way you sell in this tougher environment? Thanks for listening.